Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Welcome back to another episode of the Zodiac Business Series. This is a special series on the podcast where we're diving into the symbolism of the Zodiac to get practical insights for your business. So every few weeks, I'm breaking down what makes each sign tick in business and the challenges they might face. This series is designed to be your go-to resource for practical tips that'll boost your marketing and CEO decision-making game. When you're listening to this series, it's important to listen predominantly for the episode on your rising sign and sun signs, then your moon sign, your Venus, Mars, or midheaven. And this will give you a better and a bigger picture understanding of all of this energy for you. But, and this is a big but, it's important to know that we all have each one of the 12 zodiac signs in our birth chart. So each one of them has something to offer us in terms of our business. So basically, you can listen to all of them. But first, you might want to start with your rising and your sun sign and your moon sign to get that kind of, you know, that big three picture. So far in the Zodiac Business Series, we've looked into the pragmatic, the ambitious, and practical energy of Capricorn, as well as the visionary and unconventional powerhouse known as Aquarius. Now it is time for the next sign in the zodiac wheel, and that is Pisces. Now, you're normally last in the zodiac sequence because you are the last zodiac sign, but because I've switched this series up, started with Capricorn, you're third in the wheel. So, the time is also ripe for this episode because we are partway through Pisces season as this comes out. And as I'm recording this, we've got this powerful lineup of Mercury, the Sun, and Saturn in Pisces right next to each other. And this connection of planets is the kind of energy that helps us to honor our boundaries, commit to our dreams, and get real about what we need to do to accomplish our goals. We've also got a new moon in Pisces coming up very soon. That is happening on the 10th of March. A new moon is always a time to set some intentions. So you might want to listen to today's episode and then see which house in your chart is directed or flavored by Pisces. Then you'll be able to set some intentions around that part of your chart. If you need a reminder on the 12 houses of the birth chart, listen to episode 10 of the podcast where I go through it all, and I will link to that in the show notes. So as you may or may not know, new moons represent fresh starts. They're inviting us to set some intentions, to begin new things, new projects, and to vision or plan for the future. And especially with this Pisces energy, we're really leaning into the vision yet again. Let's dive into the intuitive and imaginative world of Pisces. This sign, with its mix of Jupiter's wisdom and Neptune's dreamy vibes, is going to bring creativity, empathy, and intuition to the forefront of business. So let's uncover how those qualities can influence your approach to marketing, to teamwork, and to especially to customer relationships. And as an overview of the Pisces energy, Pisces is symbolized by the two fish swimming in different directions. It's the last sign in the zodiac. And the imagery of the two fish swimming in different directions speaks to that inherent dual nature of Pisces. It's caught between fantasy and reality, the spiritual and the material, the subconscious and the conscious. It is a sign that embodies the entirety of the zodiac journey, blending all of the lessons, the challenges, and the gifts into this bundle of intuition, empathy, and emotional depth. So the duality is Pisces' greatest strength in the business world, because on the one hand, they have the capacity to dive deep into these emotional waters and move through the undercurrents of our desires and our motivations with sensitivity. And on the other hand, they are able to kind of float above the water and view situations from a detached or visionary perspective. So this unique combo is what allows Pisces people to connect with clients and colleagues on that deeper, more authentic level, while also being great at innovating and dreaming up big picture strategies that other people might miss. Here are a few other things you might want to know or need to know about Pisces. So the traditional ruler of Pisces is Jupiter, and that means Pisces is blessed with growth, luck, and a big picture perspective. The modern ruler is Neptune, the planet Neptune, and that adds this layer of intuition, of creativity, the mystical, the dreaminess, the wateriness, Neptune being the planet that rules water, Poseidon, the god of the water. You know, so it's already a water sign, but it's also got this extra layer of the elements of water, the characteristics of water, intuition, creativity, mystical, dreaminess, flowiness, all of that. So how does that show up in business? Well, in the realm of business, Pisces will shine with that innate ability to feel out what others need and creatively solve problems. So if you've got a Pisces person in charge of your branding or customer service, they will have this knack for seeing the bigger picture, thanks to Jupiter. And that combined with that Neptunian creativity can make your business stand out in very human and connected ways. They also have a special gift for bringing teams together and making clients or customers feel truly seen and heard. This is a very compassionate energy I've spoken about on the podcast before. But Pisces people excel in roles and businesses where they can use their emotional intelligence to create or foster this sense of understanding and connection. They are great at brainstorming innovative solutions and crafting marketing messages that are going to resonate on a deep level. They're actually great at advertising too. Pisces influence can really elevate your business in meaningful ways because of that emotional intelligence, because of that ability to tap into what people think and feel, importantly, what they feel. The challenges for Pisces energy is that they may sometimes get lost in a sea of feelings, or they get overwhelmed by too many options. There is a little bit of indecisiveness in Pisces energy, and that's partly because of that duality. Similar to Libra energy in some ways, it can see that duality. It can get a little bit lost at sea, right? So, you know, you might sometimes with that Pisces energy feel overwhelmed by too many options. It's also important for you to find a balance between the big dreams and the practical reality, the practical steps you need to take to achieve them. Pisces people tend to be dreamers. They tend to be able to really vision the big things, but the actual practical steps are sometimes harder to implement. So if you have strong Pisces energy, it's important to anchor those intuitive insights and those big dreams with some solid data, with some actionable plans. You might need to build a team around you in order to get those things done. And that way you'll be able to turn those visionary ideas into reality without getting swept away or without getting overwhelmed. So here are a few practical ways Pisces can harness their strengths in business and really amplify their power. So you have a lot of Pisces energy. It's really important that you use your gut feelings to guide you in making marketing decisions. You want to listen to what your audience is not saying out loud. So you have the capacity to listen to what they're not saying. You know, this is a kind of in contrast to what copywriting or marketing advice I usually give people, which is to listen to the voice of the customer, to use the evidence of what they've told you, to craft your copy. Yes, you still need to do this, but the beauty of Pisces energy is that you can read between the lines. You can see and feel what's not being said. So use that gut, use that intuition to uncover what your customers and clients really want. You also want to make your sales approach very personal. Your marketing needs to be personal. It needs to strike that emotive chord. You want to show that you care by really tailoring your messages to each client's specific needs and desires. But more generally, if you're talking to a bigger audience, you really want to get emotional and a little bit vulnerable with your posts. And this is not to say air your dirty laundry, but this is to say people connect with you because of that emotional vulnerability. That is a strength of yours. So use it tactfully. Use it in a way that can connect with others, not in a overwhelming kind of, I've had a really terrible day kind of way. You know, how can you be strategic in your emotional vulnerability if that makes sense? You're able to use that emotional connection in a marketing and business sense. And when you're writing content, think about your client, your ideal client's specific needs and desires and what they're not telling you. Think about what's going on for them. Try and tap into that intuition and connect with what's going on for them. Another practical tip is to create a team culture where others around you can share their unique ideas and where creativity becomes part of your daily routine. If you have a team of people working with you, then you can really amp up this creative, this innovative, this creativity culture. That could be a really effective way for you to amplify your success in business. And also, as I said earlier, build a team around you that's going to help you to implement those great visions and ideas, like to bring those dreams down into reality. But you can also amplify those brainstorming abilities by the people you bring in around you as well and have those really powerful creative sessions where you bounce off each other and appreciate the flow of that dynamic, you know, to use that kind of watery word, like the flow of the creative energy is really helpful for you. All right. If today's exploration of Pisces energy has made you curious about how your sign shapes your business style, or if you're a Pisces and you're ready to dive deeper into how you can work with your business strengths, it's time to book a one-on-one Cosmic Business Breakthrough session. This is where we are going to explore how your birth chart aligns with your business goals. The link to book in is in the show notes. I hope to see you soon. Let me know what you think of this episode. I will be back in a few weeks with the next installment in the Zodiac Business Series, and that will be all about our wonderful Aries friends. Okay, have a wonderful week. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.